AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump has not decided yet whether to join Israel and attack Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited a hospital in southern Israel hit by Iranian airstrikes.
President Trump will do what's best for America. I trust his judgment. He's a tremendous friend, a tremendous world leader, a tremendous friend of Israel and the Jewish people. And we will do what we have to do, and we are doing it. We are committed to destroying the nuclear threat.
Former NATO Secretary General George Robertson spoke at Chatham House in London about the president's options.
It would appear at the moment that he's involved in a deadly game of brinkmanship, using the same skills that he had as a property developer. But this is not, you know, the plan for a condominium in the center of New York. You know, this is the future stability of the world.
Doctors at Soroka Medical Center in southern Israel say they moved vulnerable patients to an underground floor earlier this week. More from the AP's Sam Mednick.
Staff here said that while they are prepared, were prepared for it, they were shocked that the hospital was hit. They said that about dozens of people were lightly injured. So far, no one has been deemed to be killed. Staff are trying to get patients out of the hospital and move them to other locations.
Israel's defense minister says Iran's supreme leader absolutely should not continue to exist. Today, President Trump signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 90 days, giving him more time to broker a deal to bring the China-based social media platform under American ownership. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian missile strike on a 9-story Kyiv apartment building is a sign more pressure must be applied on Moscow to agree to a ceasefire. Police say a man suspected of torching 11 New York City police vehicles in Brooklyn last week was previously arrested at pro-Palestinian protest. This is AP News. A heat dome will cover a good part of the country.
Summer will make a dramatic entrance with stifling heat and uncomfortable humidity for millions. The heat will particularly affect this weekend across wide stretches of Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. That's where forecasters are warning of extreme temperature impacts. This is the first stretch of true summertime weather for many folks from the Midwest to the East Coast. Soupy conditions will stretch into next week, and humid conditions will make it feel extra toasty. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
South Africa is under a declared state of national disaster as the death toll from floods caused by severe rains in the Eastern Cape region rose to 92. An extreme weather front brought heavy rain, strong winds, and snow to parts of the province and flooding in parts of South Africa's poorest province. At least 2 school children are among those considered missing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2 of the 4 hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.